Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, September 11th, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my bud Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. It's a momentous day. I know we've all could all have our stories for 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I was in the middle of the woods, and my beeper went off for my daughter. She was going to high school at the time, and it was the time when we really didn't have cell phones much. We did, but I didn't have one. And I remember getting that little tiny message that scrolled across. Mm. And went and found somebody in a pickup truck. I was walking out. I was out there scouting for deer. And this guy pulled up and said, "Hey, have you heard?" And we had the radio turned up. So, you know, we've all got our stories.
Yeah, I was in the radio business. I was a sales guy. And I was actually that morning had a doctor's appointment. I was in the waiting room. They just called me back. And it was just a checkup. And we're sitting there and we're watching the TV. And the second plane hit. Mm-hmm. And the doctor looked at me and he goes, "You want to reschedule?" I said, "Absolutely." So, So I left, went back to the, calling, trying to get hold of the kids in school. And it was just like you said, everybody remembers where they were and everybody has a story about that day. So,
yeah. It was like many things in life. There were like a turning point day. Mm-hmm. And there's the life before it and the life after. And again, as I speak often about the Stoic philosophy, it's not really what happens, it's what we do with what happens to us and how we handle it and how we reframe our life and what we learn from it.
I will say this, mm-hmm. and then I'll hand the show to you because it is your show. But one of the things of all of the tragedy and the horrors and the terror and fear that came out of that day, one thing in the aftermath that I miss as a country is our unity. And I hate to think of what we've lost, how we look towards our fellow Americans in the last 2 to 4 years of our country. I wish we could remember that at one point in time we looked at those same people that disagreed with us and we looked at them as neighbors and family members and friends, irregardless of how we have viewed issues. I do miss that unity.
You are exactly right, and I tend to have forgotten the family feeling that we had within that whole year, at least a whole year after 9/11, and we were brothers and sisters like never before. Yeah. I mean, never in my life have we ever had the unity of that, and I don't know, hopefully we will again, but look at the pendulum swinging back and forth and how far it has swung this past 2 years, but of course it's swinging back, but this unity thing, it was a sweet time. That part of it was precious.
Well,
it
out really of everything was. We talk about, and part of this is exactly what you and Dr. Green have built for 4 years. Your health is not just how your heart and lungs and joints are. It's how your mind, your spirit, and your soul is. That's part of who we are. And that feeling of unity contributes to that community, that feeling. Believe it or not, you don't see it and you can't measure it, but it's a big impact on how happy you are in this world we live in. And I think we miss it, and I think it'll come back too, but that's going to start with how we see our neighbors and friends, even when they disagree with us.
Everything in life will go around in a circle. Absolutely. In my mind, if given enough time and years. We may not be here, but it will circle back around. Every single thing does. And it's good to keep that in mind. Thank you for that comment. Any little new things going on, I try to make tiny little notes about. I did try a new little, I didn't try it for the first time because I've done it before. I used to go down and do cryogenics downtown, and only because of distance did I kind of cease going because my time is very valuable and I can't seem to fit in any more than I have in my plate. But I used to go down and do these compression boots. And what they are is these They look like big leather boots that you'd pull on, you know, for going out wading in water or, you know, doing duck hunting or stuff. And these boots are compression boots. And our new clinic downstairs, Optimize You, who also helps sponsor the show.
Mm-hmm.
Josh is amazing. We did a, Axel, before I get in the real story, we did a podcast on men's hormone replacement that will be posted very soon. And we're going to do one on women's because he's one of the smartest people I know about how to safely affect and balance hormones in men and women. But he told me about 2 weeks ago, he said, Ed, I bought some of these compression boots. I said, you're kidding me. So I went down a couple days ago, and you slip these bad boys on. You spend 15 to 20 minutes, and they press your legs in a pulsating form that is very intense. I must say, quite intense. You better not have anything in your pockets, or they will go deep into your thigh muscle. But they're pressing the blood out. They're pushing the lymph fluid. Lymph is a fluid that's extremely important for our health. It actually moves through the lymphatic system. But see, the lymphatic system does not have a contractile ability. So lymph can only move if we move or we move it. Unlike arteries, which actually pump blood, they can't. Our bodies can't pump lymph. Well, lymph is what transports a lot of different healthy constituents. It also removes pathogens. If you get sick, why do you think your lymph node swells? Because it's storehousing the bacteria so it doesn't just continue to concentrate in body parts.
Right.
Well, the lymph system is what removes that. And inactivity is the worst thing. And being dehydrated is number two. And even jumping on small trampolines was my old time remedy for making the lymph go up and down. So people with health conditions is very important. And people who want to stay healthy is important. But these boots, let me just tell you, they made my legs feel so awesome because they not only do they push lymph, but I swear they're pushing every drop of blood out of my legs. But then when they release, all of it flows back in and you feel this warmth. And, you know, I talk about my somewhat chronic bursitis in my hips, which I've come to peace with pretty darn well. But the day after I did that, I walked so fantastic. I felt phenomenal. I'm going to keep doing this.
Oh, I got
to
do it.
Yes.
I've got bad joints and hips and knees.
$15 is what they charge at Optimize You to go do this.
What?
And so I encourage anybody. Wow. Now, if you're getting hormone replacement there, you get it for free. So it's pretty darn cool. It's at Optimize You right on the lower level of Nutrition World. Love the compression boots. you know, I talked a show or two ago, I think the last one, on the importance of breath and how we're breathing too fast and how it can really hurt our health. Well, I found an app, and I want to always encourage people or try to educate people on things that I've stumbled across. And it's the coolest app, and it's based on the book that I love and I've referenced called Breath by Nestor. And it has the research on why fast breathing and mouth breathing will devastate our health. It just will. There's no way you can be super healthy if you mouth breathe or you breathe too fast or too shallow. And again, I'll repeat, we should be breathing perfectly, which is not what I do, because this is a huge program to try to retrain the system to breathe slower. It's about 5.5 breaths in and 5.5 breaths out per minute. That's really, really slow.
That's very slow.
But this app, and it's called Breathe, and it's really cool. It has a pulsating, it has this neat little device on it that helps to teach you how to program this timing of your breath.
So it's basically rhythm.
It's just rhythm.
Yeah.
But it really, really helps. So I encourage people to listen.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, listen to the book Breath by Nestor. I would encourage the Audible form.
And it's a little odd to 5.5. I mean, 5.5, that's kind of weird. I don't know how I'm supposed to.
On the app,
half.
You program it, and it tells you exactly how to do that. We want to talk a minute. I know I've probably worn people out on my device that I love more than any other little gimmicky device I've ever bought, which is not a gimmick, is the Aura Ring. I loaned Clint my old Aura Ring.
I'm using it. I'm about 5 days in.
Clint has felt, as many people do, that there's some struggle at nighttime.
Mm.
And he's really being verified now by this ring, but also educated in other ways that it's not quite as bad as you kind of thought it was, is it?
The thing that I'm learning is that I do get some deep sleep and I do get some REM sleep, but it's my efficiency. In other words, it's the restlessness. So the cool thing about this ring and the app that comes with it is it shows you a graph after you wake up in the next morning, when you were sleeping, and it's got these little white, like mountain peaks. Mm-hmm. And that means that you were awake or moving, or somehow you were not in slumber. And literally, I look like the Alps, man. I am. I get this deep sleep, and then I'm up every, especially after 2 o'clock, about every 10 to 15 minutes, I've got a little white peak. So it's not that I'm not getting the deep and the REM and the good late, the good, other good stuff. It's just that I'm very restless. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that is something I now know what to work on.
You now know what to work on.
How to fix it.
You know, testing instead of guessing. And here's my suggestion, which I've used this ring for over a year. We do not sell them. You just go on the website and order them. And a Fitbit and an Apple Watch does not do what this Aura ring does.
Yeah.
And it reads the, mine reads oxygen levels, heart rate variability, all these different components. It predicted a sickness that I had about a month ago, which I never get sick. It showed it 24 hours before that things were going screwball, even though I felt fine. And it's just an amazing little device. But here's what I did with it over the past year. Okay, I start looking at my numbers like you did, and I said, well, maybe if I take GABA at 12 o'clock, I can start lessening those wake-up moments. Well, you know what? I found out that if I take GABA at the right time, at the right dose, and do it the right way, it did help. Maybe I can take ashwagandha and it could help. You know what? It didn't help. These are the ways to evaluate, because now you have a system that's accountable. And you know what? There's occasions where maybe you need to eat a bite of food. Who knows?
Well, there's two things I've learned. One, if the more active, it helps you at night. I'm just learning stuff that you kind of already knew. It's just affirming some stuff. But two things, and then I know we got to take a break here in about 3 minutes. But one is, it looks like I'm married. I don't like that about it, because that's the only ring that would fit my finger. So I have, and it's the same kind of ring I used to have. So that's a little weird. I look down, I go, hey, that's not, I'm not supposed to have a ring there.
Sorry.
No, you're apologizing. No, we're good. And two, it also tells me how fast I go to sleep. I can go to fast immediately. I mean, go to sleep immediately.
Well, they
apparently
say, and they say that's not good.
Well, by golly, let me tell you, my latency to go to sleep, like 3 minutes.
Well, if you read it, it says that means you're exhausted and you should not be taking that short
period
of time.
But it's 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
Stress is killing me, I guess. I don't know.
Well, anyway. I'll end that conversation with the fact that Ambien is the worst thing you can do if you can't sleep. In fact, there's a black box warning on Ambien now that says it may be dangerous behavior while sleeping, eating, and driving. It increases the death rate, and many studies have shown it only increases sleep time by mere minutes. Here's where I would love the Aura ring for people who are I don't know, if you're already on Ambien, it might not be a good baseline, but I can almost tell you that if you weren't on Ambien, you'd get your numbers for a month, you took Ambien, I'll bet you you're going to see the REM and deep does not improve. You're going to think you slept better is what it is. Your numbers will not prove you slept better.
There you go.
And because Ambien causes, you don't have an Ambien deficiency. That's not why you're not sleeping. And it is causing so many problems in this country for people who are sleepwalking and also losing their memory. So it's just something to keep in mind. There are better choices, people. It's time to take control of your own health. All right, well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, got all kind of little notes and points and a new Mexican place I'm eating at. I got to talk just a minute about that, plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast it should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and I did hear from Dr. Green. He's doing quite well. His daughter's doing very well with, I think, relocating to college.
Good.
And he's working out. Text him a little bit about that. And love hearing from him. I still see some of his patients that come in, and certainly do recommend him as a great general practitioner, very smart man all the way around. You know, I started a few weeks ago off of a list, and I really, really respect Dr. Joseph Mercola. He is a hero in my mind because he stood up for the truth during COVID in a way that was almost impossible. He has been labeled in so many despicable ways by unfair people in the media. But I said this for years before any controversy came about, that he was the wisest person speaking on health because he has the ability to take something very complex, distill it down to common sense words, and also see through the fog and agendas of profits and so many things that we have to experience in the medical field is really not based in research and truth. It's based in agendas for profit. And so it's something we have to be aware of. I mean, 8,100 drugs have been removed from the market over the time since drugs were prescribed. Well, guess what? These were not removed because we had a bellyache. They all were removed because they killed thousands of people. And they were not removed in months. They were removed in most times many, many years, because the momentum of these drugs is very powerful because of the influence of pharmaceutical intervention. There are lovely drugs that save tons of lives, and there's also many drugs that do not. The thing is, the gatekeepers of these drugs all wave big flags every time a new one comes out, like we have just, you know, put in our box a whole new miracle, and here it is, and we're the people, the gypsies, who are giving it out, so, you know, be thankful for us. No, what they need to do is be more critical of drugs because of the past history. 8,100 drugs have been removed, and yet every time a new one comes out, there's like, they don't even question the safety of it. They are relatively not safe in most regards, except in short runs, which is what drugs are used for, to save your life during heart attacks and infections and this and that, not for use for common year in and year out use. I mean, just look at the Prilosec, the type of antacid drugs. Those were actually, and still are, labeled for 2-week use. How many people have been on them for years and years because they cause osteoporosis and dementia, and they cause an increase in C. diff, which is an infection of the intestines that killed my father.
Yeah, well, let me just jump in, because I know you're going to talk about Dr. Mercola and you're going through your list, but I'll just say this. Anything I've taken drugs and I'm on drugs that are prescribed to me. But it's ironic. We all laugh about it. We make jokes about it. At the end of every commercial that promotes a drug, mm-hmm. if the commercial's 60 seconds, there's 20 to 30 seconds of, hey, you ought to try this drug and there's butterflies. Also, will cause blood to come mm-hmm. out of your ears. It'll cause you to be shorter and age quicker. You'll be cranky. It'll cause your left elbow to turn out, you know, inside out. Anal bleeding. You'll be like, I don't want any of that. I don't want that stuff. I don't want the side effects.
Yep, you are so right. But that's also why they do so much influential kind of, I won't say brainwashing, but just influential messaging to the people who are in charge to sell the drug, who are the physicians in charge.
Well, it's marketing and propaganda.
It is. But,
combination.
You know, if your fella or your girl who has taken care of your health and your family's for years says, don't worry about it, well, you're just going to discount the commercials, but you shouldn't. You should be very, very inquisitive about the use of drugs. I want to say that we're going to deal with one of the 22 tips for being super healthy today. I've already covered a couple of those, which were time-restricted eating. Again, that's very important, which means you pick a window of opportunity to eat, you pick a window of opportunity not to eat. Secondly, eliminate seed oils from your diet. Those were the first two we talked about. That means canola and safflower and all of the oils that come from seeds. They are destroying the health of our country, our people, our children. Macular degeneration is completely caused by it. Inflammation is caused by it. Terrible cardiovascular is caused by it, and it's not being talked about. But today, most of us need to donate our blood. Mm-hmm. We do blood testing at Nutrition World every Tuesday and the last Friday of the month. We are finding so many men, especially, have elevated iron levels, and some postmenopausal women have high iron. And a lot of the reason is because processed foods are using iron as an ingredient and also cooking on cast iron skillets. That's one thing that I try to educate people about. Well, excess iron causes mitochondrial DNA damage. Mitochondria is the energy production cylinders of our body. It's just like your motor in your car. Well, if it's left untreated, it will cause damage to your organs, contribute to cancer, heart disease, diabetes, neurodegenerative disease, and many other disorders. Recommend very strongly that you get a test called ferritin. Ferritin is stored iron, not iron. Iron is also important to get tested, but ferritin is probably a more important test because that's where the storage of iron gets really dangerous is if you have too much stored iron. Most people do not test for that because the insurance won't pay.
So you do it with giving blood, though. So is giving blood help with that?
You get your – well, first of all, I say let's get some tests done. Again, uh-huh. just like your ring, let's test and not guess. If you get your ferritin level and it's above 100, which the reference range just go up to like 200, it's not – it's ridiculously stupid, actually, the reference range. To be optimally healthy, you need to be under 100 at least on ferritin. Well, if it's 200 – you got to go give blood. It's the only real way, other than looking at your sources, like you wouldn't want to be taking iron supplements or cooking on cast iron skillets, but you really can't lower it unless you go give blood. I have looked at several people who had excessive levels, and all of them got it down by giving blood at Blood Assurance.
Wow.
They felt better, and the men especially have more energy once you give blood because too much iron is kind of, it's not really thick blood, but it makes it kind of sluggish.
That's what I was going to ask. I've heard of thick blood before, and I'm assuming that's what, you know, that's what they were talking about. But can you get that test at Nutrition World when you do your blood work stuff?
You can get it by itself. It's very inexpensive.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's ferritin something. And if you get a physical, just force your physician to add it on, even though he's going to say, why would you want that? Well, you may know more about it than he does.
So, yeah, that's a good one.
Yep, I'm a big fan of that. And also, there's a new test. I'm not going to talk about it much. It's called APOE4 for Alzheimer's. And people who have family history, if you test that, it might be very beneficial because here's the thing. Many people will say, well, I don't want to know. Well, the thing is, we know that if you have APOE4, there's so much you can do to prevent it. And guess what? The number one thing that helps silence that gene is time-restricted eating. If you can eat only in an 8-hour window of opportunity, if you have an APOE4 gene that's active, I'm not even talking supplements here. I'm talking just spend 8 hours a day to eat and you spend the other 16 not eating.
So it's a gene.
It's a gene.
Okay.
And what we do with genes is they're blueprints. They can't change. We're not going to make any genes different than what you were born with.
Right.
But what we can do is we can awaken them or we can silence them based on what we call epigenetics, things above the gene level, which is our lifestyle, our foods, our choices, our supplements. And we can do a silencing of this gene if we do time-restricted eating. So there's so much in the toolbox that people are not aware of, and they just grasp at the drug of the, in the headlines, and that just is getting real sketchy these days, because even the public is realizing the emptiness of these promises.
Well, and two, if you know what's ahead, like you said, not only we've talked about this a bunch, the mind is a very powerful thing, and if you feel like you have the opportunity to fight back and to battle and to control what you can control, it gives you a better quality of life, and you never know how that will affect the other things going on. And it just, I like the fact of, if I know, I can fight. If I Bingo. Don't know, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't want to be surprised. I want to remove that as much as possible.
Well, you are a person, like I like to see people who don't want to be victims. They want to be active in their pursuit of optimal health. And you're willing to reach out and listen and have conversations and learn. But many people are not these days, Clint. I mean, I see people who just, they've kind of given up. And they're like, take care of me. You know, I've got insurance, so tell me what to do. Well, that's not really working too well today.
Well, I don't want to push back too much because you're the, you know, it's your show. But also, though, a lot of people, I don't mean to say this in a bad way. So this is the great thing about having me on. You can always fire me. It's the they do know what to do. I know it. So let me use me as the guinea pig, and then I'll give it back to you for the next topic. I knew what to do when I was 30 or 40 pounds overweight. I knew what I needed to do to get better sleep. I knew what I needed to do with my food. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard, and I just don't want to do it. I want you to tell me there's a pill that will fix my bad eating. I want you to tell me there's a protein shake that I can drink instead of getting sleep at night. Those things that are hard for me to do, I just I'd rather you just tell me there's an easy way around it, a sweatless solution.
I think you've hit one of the buttons for sure on that. And in fact, in 2013, the U.S. spent more on healthcare than Japan, Germany, France, China, UK, Italy, Canada, Brazil, Spain combined. We spent more than all of those countries combined, and yet we rank last of quality of care.
Wow.
I mean, if that doesn't speak volumes right there, if obviously spending money doesn't help our health very much because it's going the wrong direction, and the profit motive has put the patient way down the list, because it's not about the patient anymore. It's about how many drugs and polypharmacy. Again, there are life-saving drugs. It needs to be. Dr. Green is one of those people who he knows how to prescribe them adequately. And I'd love people who understand and respect the value of drugs and also the dangers of drugs.
Well, that's why I hate to step on your toes, but I don't believe in just walking into Nutrition World and just buying a bunch of stuff.
Same way.
I don't want to spend $300 at Nutrition World if I don't know if it's the right thing.
Yep.
So money spent is great, but money spent targeted and with purpose is the best way to achieve change, whether it's education or health care or your personal health.
Absolutely. I want to brag about myself. Can I?
It's your show, man. I don't know if you know. If you look at that poster on the wall, it's you and Dr. Green. My picture ain't nowhere on it, man. It's your show.
Yeah.
Brag.
I don't normally admit. I mean, it's not a big brag. But I did hold my breath this morning. Finally got back to 3-minute breath holding. It's been a couple years. It's actually been more than that since I did a 3-minute. And I didn't know I was going to get back to it. But I did a absolute 3-minute and 1 second breath hold.
Wow. Well, tell me what this does for you. And I mean,
tell me what it does for you. Okay. I have staff meetings every other week at Nutrition World, and I have 27 employees. The staff meeting I had last week, I actually was reading from the Stoic literature about why do we do things that are, one, uncomfortable and sometimes painful. It's because by doing them, you know you can do them. And that creates a sense of confidence, and it also, if you can't even get through the easy stuff that's a little difficult, how are you going to get through the real difficult things of life? And I did a show on The Holistic Navigator called How to Be Your Own Superhero. And on that show, I was quite proud of that. It was all me. It was about 40 minutes. And I looked at the actual literature of animals and humans and this philosophy called hormesis. Have you ever heard of hormesis? Mm-mm. Hormesis is a medical term somewhat that kind of says that if you do something that potentially can kill you and you back it off 20%, it will make you stronger. It's kind of like
That old quote, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it has to be done with wisdom and some science and some good decision making, because some things that you do that doesn't kill you could hurt you permanently that could inhibit your life.
There's your disclaimer for all the dumb people out there that we're going to go, I'm going to go hold my breath for 12 minutes.
That's right.
No, don't do that.
So all the things from cryogenics, exposing your body to super cold.
Yeah, I was going to say cold baths.
What that does is, evolutionary wise, it is telling your body to step up.
Adapt.
We need to be stronger because hard times are coming. Mm-hmm. And how about breath holding? Same way. It makes the lungs feel like we better jump up and be on all 12 cylinders because we don't know what's around the corner, because this guy just held his breath for three
minutes. So how long do you hold your breath and how often do you do it?
I'm doing it once a week. And I do it sitting in the pool area of Gold's. And I don't like sitting there. Most times I get in the pool, put my face down in the water so that my body can be totally relaxed. And also, people, I'm not worried about people thinking I'm lying about it. I don't care anymore. It's all about me. But it makes me very accountable, because as long as my face is there, I'm not breathing.
And so you don't sit in a chair. This is something you do underwater.
I want to do it under the water just because I can completely relax my body. Now, there is a little meditative effects that I have to do for a few minutes to calm the body, lower the heart rate, get the pulse down, get the breathing to about 6 times a minute, and then I do fast breathing for about 1 minute, and then I just hold my breath. Huh. But even like the time-restricted eating. What it's doing is triggering the body to think there's something around the corner.
Right.
As long as it is in a comfortable zone and you never test it, it's going to continue to weaken with age. It just will. Yeah. I don't care if you're 60 or 70, testing the body is still valuable. Listen to my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, called How to Be Your Own Superhero.
Yeah.
I mean, you test yours. You hit the heavy bag like
a crazy
man. Oh, I do
stuff all the
time.
But I was interested because I've tried to hold my breath before, and I used to do that, and I just didn't know the benefit from it. When I say I try to hold my breath, I do the box breathing.
Yeah.
5 seconds in, five hold, five out, five hold. So, but that's a different thing. I know we got to do another break too.
And you know, I will be a little sore. I was a little sore from holding it for 3 minutes because there's muscles around the lungs, and it's kind of interesting. Kind of like if you would run sprints, you know how you would get a little sore in the lungs. I did get a little sore from that 3 minute, because I have not done past 240 in a long time. So I did take cordyceps. I will say it's not cheating. A cordyceps is a mushroom that makes your lungs just seem to work better, so I can take bigger breaths. And I think that may have helped me that day. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, got a couple comments, of course, on the old COVID issue and a few other things that I got to get out of my mouth so we can take control of our own health. That's what we're here for. So for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, just talking about guys working out. And, you know, we're talking about strength in the gym, and there are studies that are very, very concerning about the lowering of testosterone in men these days. A lot of it's environmental stress, the use of plastics that are competing against testosterone, the lack of nutrition in so many people, from omega-3s to protein. And it is somewhat concerning because it is a across the board, it's affecting the quality of men's lives. I will say that, and I not usually sit here just to push a product, but we have two different products, one for men and one for women, that have to do with libido, and they are incredible. I have had more feedback on those products than I have almost anything in quite some time. Scott, our general manager, gives me the feedback from a lot of men and women who are taking it, and usually within a week, they can see some significant differences.
What's the products? Do you remember the names?
It's made by Life Seasons is the company, and they make one for men and one for women.
Okay.
I actually started taking it about a week ago, and there was no doubt that it does make a difference. It has a multiple amount of different herbs in there.
Yeah, I just had this conversation this morning with my workout partner. We were talking about our maxes back in the day. I was strongest when I was about 195 to 200 pounds. Uh-huh. And we were just kind of talking about the difference between the kids nowadays, those 20-year-olds. And I know there's a lot of gym rats out there that are 20-year-olds, but it doesn't seem to be as hardcore as when I was younger.
Nope, it sure isn't. I want to say the Vascular Institute, wonderful people. They help sponsor the show. September is Peripheral Artery Disease Month and awareness. So anyone who has had trouble walking, trouble with numbness, tingling, blood flow issues, this or that.
Wounds aren't healing on your feet.
Yes. Dr. Lazar and that Vascular Institute are miracle workers. They really are. And I love the fact that they are, you know, privately owned. It just creates a lot of efficiency for the patient. Quick in, quick out. Very, very good work that they are doing over there. And I just love it. And the Med Spa Alchemy, which is actually Dr. Lazar's daughter, is open on Manufacturers Road. It has a lot of options for optimizing your skin health and also your health, because they're usually kind of focusing on both areas. And that doesn't happen most times in that kind of business. I want to talk just a minute about the COVID. And I know I just, you know, saw last week. That
the COVID, like the one COVID or all of COVID?
All the 14 COVIDs.
Okay, I didn't know because you said the COVID. I thought you found the one. I'm just making sure I'm on the same page.
Well, the new ones are, I think, called BA4 and BA5. I don't have my notes in front of me, but I'm pretty well read. And these are variants, and they are far less lethal and far less to be concerned about. Doesn't mean you're not going to feel lousy and you're still going to have a pretty crappy week, probably, but there are a lot of people who are asymptomatic. I actually dealt with a person just a couple weeks ago who they had a little fatigue. That was it. We did blood test, and the blood test was pretty concerning because the COVID had actually increased the thickness of their blood to a point that was seriously concerning. And this is where traditional thinking doesn't get it, because it's the things that really cause damage in this are most of the time can be modulated very easily with nutritional intervention and or sometimes drugs. And they're just not doing it because of the agendas at hand. Well, the VAERS, called the VAERS, is a government run organization that monitors adverse reactions of vaccines, and one of the most concerning things to me is miscarriages. I've heard more people in the past year and a half have miscarriages than I have in probably 10 years.
Really?
Well, the VAERS at this point, and keep in mind, most adverse reactions are not reported. Many physicians don't even know how to report it on that website. I don't know if for sure they're required or they're not required, but it's certainly subjective. They could easily not do it and justify it. Well, the miscarriages right now at this point is there's about 5,000 miscarriages have been reported to VAERS. All vaccines for 30 years, the most that ever reported was 2,239. That was for all vaccines for 30 years. There was a direct correlation to 2,239 miscarriages. Well, only in a year and a half, there's 4,941. And keep in mind, they really estimate that 80% of the time this happens, it's not being reported.
So real quick, I don't know how this, I've heard of VAERS, but are those direct ties to the vaccine? Is that something that can be proven, or is that something that is kind of...
All I can say is the country at large does not want to ever put a negative tint on vaccines.
Right.
No physician does. It's kind of like a religious thing almost. I don't know. They're just not going to ever say anything negative. So for a physician to have reported this, it almost has to be absolute.
So these aren't self-reported.
These are physician-reported.
Okay.
Where they gave a shot. It was very, very, very obvious to them, obviously, that a miscarriage occurred because of the COVID shot. And so we've got almost 5,000. And again, over 30 years, we only had 2,239.
Wow.
But on that, again, 80% of these people who are having miscarriages is not being reported. Mm-hmm. I know through, you know, we have 300 plus people a day. They all tell us their whole life story, it seems, when they come in. And the amount of miscarriages of people has been just out of the ballpark. It's unbelievably sad because of the COVID shot. And I will say that Fauci, of course, he is on his way out. Fauci has a very dark past, and the past really had to do with HIV. Fauci was approved a drug called AZT for HIV, which was off-label. It killed over 300,000 people, and it was because of his arrogance and his headstrongness that he went ahead and did it, despite the fact that evidence was opposite of that.
I have on my podcast, I've got a friend of mine. She's been on a bunch. She's got a national podcast, a very big scaled podcast, Monica Perez. Mm-hmm. She lives in California. Her brother contracted HIV back in the 90s, and she actually has said it on my podcast. She blames Dr. Fauci for his death.
Really?
Because, yeah. She's like, he was asymptomatic, but the protocols were you have to do these things. And he was like, well, I'm going to do what they say I should do. But AZT, it took him.
Yep.
It took him.
I don't know how we've gotten to a place where one is there can't be discussion because if you disagree, they want to just ban you, kick you out, and make you quiet instead of having intellectual debates. And that's sad. But, you know, there was a story that I heard that has resonated with me for almost three decades. And it was a story of a Hungarian physician named Dr. Ignaz Simovis. And he was in Hungary. And this was back, don't remember, probably could be 150 years ago. And he was he worked in Vienna, and he was an obstetrics physician. So mm-hmm. he did a lot of with babies and women who were pregnant. The death rate for mothers in the hospital where he worked was extremely high. 18% of all mothers died at childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he started really just thinking intuitively, which a lot of wisdom comes from intuition. Don't think everything has to come from a textbook and from the science. Intuition is extremely helpful in all of our lives. I value it as much as anything I've ever learned. And so he intuited that the infection rates were killing women might be related to the fact that most of the doctors who were delivering babies also worked at the morgue, because that's what doctors did back then. And guess what? They didn't wash their hands because they did not believe in germs. Well, Dr. Simovis went in and he made all the med students who were being trained to deliver babies to wash their hands. Well, all of a sudden, the death rate went from 18% to 1% in that one clinic. Well, he went and was, of course, ecstatic about it and felt like he discovered, a life-saving technique, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
They were so opposed to him that they, one, took his license. Every one of his peers called him crazy, and he finally was admitted to an insane asylum where he died a pathetic death. This is no different than COVID. Really isn't. All the people like Mercola who initially said all the things that the vaccine will only is going to create more variants. If we let it run its course, we will build immunity. All nutrition can play a big role. We need to be healthier to withstand the burden of this. He was ran. If they could have put him in an insane asylum, they would have, but they couldn't do it in today's times. But this is this Simulvis story is the carbon copy. It truly is.
Well, if you look what they did to the two medical experts and health engineers that were on the Joe Rogan podcast, they basically, you know, they excommunicated them from the community. And I'll say this, and it's almost a disclaimer, but I think it's important for people to know. Personally, don't think that all vaccines aren't bad. Vaccines have saved lives. The vaccines are needed. The issue that I think even Monica had and that we've had, at least through the discussion, is a few things. One, you got to be able to ask questions. Is it right for me?
Yes.
In my circumstances? Mm-hmm. Is it, and also, is the consequences of getting that particular sickness, not all things are the same. Smallpox is not the same as COVID.
Uh-huh.
COVID isn't the same as tuberculosis. In other words, all of these things are varied. There's nuance in there. And once you tell Ed Jones, Ed, if you ask a question, you are unpatriotic. Ed, if you ask a question, that's you are misinformation. And it may just be that because it looked, and I did a podcast on this, there was fear on either way I went. I was terrified if I got the vaccine, and I was terrified if I got the COVID, if I got COVID. So judging people based when they're making a decision as informed as they can, but both decisions are not optimal. Mm-hmm. That's not fair. You shouldn't be judging people for that. They're making a decision based out of fear, just like you, but you're trying to put information in there, and that's what we're missing. If you can't ask questions, you can't quash some of your fears. Quiet some of your fears.
You cannot. And yeah. And that is very truthful. And the fact is that even the CDC now says that they made a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. I give them a lot of credit for coming up to this. I don't know if there's some hidden agenda to that, but I'm going to give them credit at this point. And the fact that they say that it should be the personal responsibility of people to make decisions, not the government to tell us each and every person to do this. So things, again, the pendulum may be swinging back. I want to say something before I run out of time. Have you ever heard of 23andMe, the genetic testing? Mm-hmm. Most people have. It's really interesting. I did this many, many years ago. And what's so cool about it is they keep sending me updates. Like they sent me an update about they used my stuff and found that, okay, genetically you have a aversion to bitter tasting foods. I mean, they just come up with these odd things like, do you have a crease in your ear? Do you have this? But I looked back the other day because they sent me an update, and I love this because I'm kind of odd. Do you know that I'm 3.5% African? I have my ancestors in the 1750s, my great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were Nigerian, and I do have a lot of European. But most people don't have 3.5% African who look like me.
Yeah, I got to look. I mean, my uncle has run our genealogy, and we got a lot of Irish and some Scottish in us. But I've never done mine. Here's why. Can I be the paranoid guy?
Yeah.
I'm terrified of giving my genetics to other companies. They're going to store it, and they're going to put me at the place of a crime.
Put you at the place of a crime.
See? Clint Powell, he did. He murdered, you know, Colonel Mustard in the study with a candlestick.
We're talking about fear again there now. It's cropping up.
I'm old and scared, man. Hey, leave me alone, dude.
I already know I can't run for any political office with all the baggage I got. They will not have a chance.
My skeletons still have meat on them. They can still talk. So I'm not running for office. But I want to do the 23andMe type stuff. And it seems so like cool. You've enjoyed it.
I have. Funny. I want to say that Dr. Colleen Smith was on the show 2 weeks ago, and we've had so many good comments. We're going to have her back as a regular guest, and we're going to have a topic of the month. And I text her, and she said we could do one on cancer and on different things. But I want to do the next one on cancer in dogs because it killed my dog. It kills many people's dogs, and it does not have to happen at the early ages because of the foods we're giving them is the biggest thing. And we can control their foods. You can't control what your kids eat too well. You can daggum control what your dogs eat. You just can. So listen back on past shows if you want to hear the phenomenal information from Dr. Colleen Smith from Chai Holistic Veterinarian. And I got to say real quick, on Little Debbie Parkway, not sure how to pronounce this, El Jinete, spelled J-I-N-E-T-E, fabulous Mexican food. They have 100 rating on their scorecard, which is kind of important to me. I like that. And lastly, a health fair at Nutrition World. Put it on your calendars, people, October 8th. My daughter has gone crazy and has 60 vendors coming to this health fair. I don't know how we're going to fit everybody in, but these vendors are educational for you. They give you samples. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to have a band. We have a police officer directing traffic. Vascular Institute will be there doing carotid screenings. We have so much to offer. So put on your calendar, October 8th. I think it's from like 10 to 3. And it's all free. Just come in and enjoy the day and learn to be healthy. And again, this teaches you how to take control of your health.
That's I love it.
All right, my friend. Well, it's time to take another break. When we come back, we'll have a couple words of wisdom. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast. With Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeuchattanooga.com.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Clint Powell.
Yes.
From East Ridge, PhD.
Once a week, I get to be called a doctor. I love it.
A little bit of words of wisdom from the Daily Stoic, which is not always what I read, but I just really find value in this because it, I guess, resonates with me. That's one reason. And since I kind of run the show, I get to do what I want. Epictetus, which was an old Roman famous person back a long time ago, his most powerful line is how it's not things that upset us, but what we think about those things that does all the damage. What he really meant is that our sense of what an obstacle or a disadvantage or a trial is is a subjective understanding is much more powerful than the objective reality of that situation. For example, if you tell yourself that you were failed by your teachers and that's why you're not as smart as other people, for the rest of your life you're going to have trouble learning and understanding things. It may be true that your teachers were less than adequate, but this story you've chosen to tell yourself is the true failure. And you can see how a person who tells themselves a different story about the same facts, like I attended underperforming schools, but my hunger for learning allowed me to rise above it, or my street smarts made up for what I lack in education, will do much better in life. As Epictetus said, sickness is an impediment to the body, but not to the will, unless the will wants to be impeded. Lameness is an impediment to the leg, but not to the will. If you tell yourself this every time, you will find the impediment to something else, but not to yourself. And let's not forget, he was saying this as a person whose leg was crippled from the time he was a slave, no less. He refused to see the physical impairment as something that changed who he was as a person. He refused to tell himself that depressingly myopic narrative that he was somehow inherently broken or deprived as a result of this injury. Instead, you can see in his teachings that over and over again, he chose to tell himself a bigger, better story. That he had learned how powerful he truly was, that no person could stop or harm him, even if they tried. That's the narrative we want for ourselves. Yes, we all have problems, but we are not the problem. We have flaws, but we are not the flawed. We might do something dumb that doesn't mean we are dumb. We decide what things mean. We decide what is actually an obstacle and what isn't. Remember this, we have the power. Something that isn't, I don't think, commonly felt in this country, because again, we're going through an era of victimization. And a part of that is the medical model that makes people victims, but other models too. It's not just that one, and I'm not just picking on that one. But I don't know how you feel about
that. Well, I mean, I love the fact that he's talking about the story and how we frame things. If you want to go down a rabbit hole, go Google someday or sometime the placebo effect, not only of pills and the when we think we're taking something to make us happy, that we get happy. And it's not really that. You know, they've done studies on this. Mm-hmm. The body will actually start trying to heal itself. And it amazes me whenever we hear things like this, we all go, yo, of course the mind's a powerful thing. But we don't harness that power. Mm-hmm. We aren't intentional with it. Your body, a lot of times, doesn't know the difference from what you're telling it versus reality. And if we tell our bodies and if we tell our minds, you know what, I am happy, I'm going to find things to be grateful for, you'll be amazed at the different chemicals your brain will release, and magically you get feeling better. We just forget sometimes that we control the framing of the story, like you said. I love it. And there's a lot of power in that I think is scientifically proven.
Absolutely. And the framing of the story with your words frames not only other people around you, it frames your own path in life. And there's a thing called placebo, and we all seem to know what that is, but there's also the word nocebo, and that's the negative word. Like if I told you, Clint, you're not looking too well today. It looks like you really are pale. Are you feeling well? What, you know, your skin just is not what it was, and I feel like I can tell you're maybe getting sick. Guess what? You're going to start going first to the mirror.
Yeah.
Then you're going to start questioning. Then you're going to start thinking to yourself, you know, I haven't felt my best today.
I didn't sleep great last night. That ring said I didn't sleep great anyway.
So
you start affirming. You find reasons to believe or not to believe,
right,
whatever you choose to.
And I've certainly had a lot of inner work that I have done. And I really feel that the older I get, the more I see that so much of what I think and what I feel is somewhat of illusions.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. They're platforms of past programming that end up kind of like if you would imagine a big mountain with snow and there's these sleds that have gone down the mountain. Well, those sleds have created ruts. And what those ruts are is like our thinking patterns. Every time we fall into the same pattern, we go down the same rut. We need somehow to cleanse those and have a new snow come and fill those ruts in. And meditative work, other work, inner work, whatever that may be to the person in charge, is very important.
But it starts, in my opinion, of just being aware. You've got to first, before you can fix, adjust, or edit something, you actually have to be aware of what you're already doing. Like, how am I viewing this? Am I detaching a little bit and saying, is this true? Is it real? How could it be framed differently? A lot of people don't question their thoughts.
No, they don't. And we are thinking machines that have been basically programmed through our parents, our schools, and our life, and our friends. And that's perfectly fine. That's a role we play. But the becoming more of the observer of that, which brings you to a place of realizing that, like the old Indian saying, the longest journey of our life will be from our head to our heart. Mm-hmm. Once we start thinking more from the intuitive heart rather than just the intellect, I have found that the world opens up to me far greater. And it is the path that I want to pursue, because no matter how old I get, the heart thinking is the most joyous, contented part of my body.
I thought you were going to say the longest journey is from around the Krispy Kreme like sign when it's hot. That line that goes down Brainerd. No, that's not what you were going to say.
I would not know that journey.
There was a drive-through tequila window, I bet you would.
But that may be true now. Yeah. You know my vices. Crazy thing. All right, my friend. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.